And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Folks running the General Assembly these days like to impose all sorts of punitive deadlines on people seeking food stamps or unemployment or health care, but they don't appear to be able to meet deadlines themselves, even when the laws they pass require it. As Lisa Sorg with NC Policy Watch reported this week, a controversial contract to examine potential problems that wind farms create for military exercises was not awarded by Wednesday's deadline. The law passed by the General Assembly earlier this year, even though the military says wind farms are not a problem, put Paul Coble, director of the Legislative Services Office, in charge of issuing the contract. His assistant told Sorg the deal, quote, was still being negotiated and didn't know when it would be finalized. It's ridiculous that Coble is even involved. As Sorg points out, the Environmental Review Commission usually makes these kinds of decisions and usually makes them on time. The General Assembly, meanwhile, missed its own deadline and broke the law. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.